Hello there, I'm Peter Jones, and welcome to my second People's Podcast. I came up with the idea of these podcasts a few weeks ago when we were all in lockdown. Now, even though lockdown is now easing a little bit, it's still nice for people to hear a request from a loved one and maybe a dedication, and that's what I'm trying to do here. Also, if you have loved ones in other countries, you probably still can't visit them yet, and it would be nice for them to be able to hear you from you on here, so I hope you'll send your requests in. Well, some people have been doing that, and that's why I'm able to do a second podcast. Now, I've got quite a few requests, and I'm hoping to get most of them in today, but if I do miss you, don't worry about it, because you'll definitely be the first on my list the next time. Well, that's the preliminaries out of the way, so let's carry on with our first request, which is from Carl Noblet, who is over the Pennine in Leeds. And Carl says, I would like to hear Everyday Life by Coldplay, and I'd like to dedicate it to all my family and friends who are in lockdown, and also all the national health workers and everyone that's on the front line. I'd also like to wish my mum a very happy big 70th birthday. That birthday was on the same day that Captain, now Colonel Tom, turned 100. So for you, your family and friends, Carl Noblet, here is Everyday Life by Coldplay. my next request comes from Anne Horsey up there in Bonnyrigg, Midlothian, in Bonnie, Scotland. And this is what she says. Hi, Peter. I've just listened to your latest podcast. I love the song requests. I would like to request Deck of Cards by Wink Martindale. This is for Chaz and Elaine in Richmond, Virginia, and also for their family in the US. I miss them all so much and hope to see them next year. Thanks for doing this. So here we go with Wink Martindale, Deck of Cards.
During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so. For if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on the march for about 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them, 5 were wise and were saved, 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack of knave is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So, you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know. I was that soldier.
Well, that was Deck of Cards by Wink Martindale. Now, I remember that song came out in 1963, and there was a program with, I think it was called, I don't know if that was the week that was. It was a program that involved David Frost, and on this program they did a spoof of that song, but in this case it was someone who took a cricket bag into church, so it was quite funny at the time, but I don't know if anybody's got that anywhere, if it's in the annals of the BBC or if it's been wiped, I have no idea, but it was quite funny at the time. Okay, then, next request now. And my next request is for Gwyn. Gwyn lives in Fleetwood, and she'd like to dedicate this to her wife, Karen. And what she'd like to play for Karen, tell her how much she loves her, is I'm Alive by Celine Dion. So here it is. I'm Alive by Celine Dion. Now, Celine Dion's probably been the subject of many a pub quiz in the past because although she's Canadian, she actually won the Eurovision Song Contest singing for Switzerland in 1988 in Dublin, and you could say that that probably launched her career. So that's just an interesting piece of trivia for you. All right, on to the next request, and this one is for Christine McCherry. Christine lives in Blackpool. And Christine says, Hi Peter, could you send a message to Olive, telling her that she is in my thoughts? There's a song called Lean On Me, which I like. Could you dedicate it to Olive, please? Love, Chris. So for you, Olive, and for you, Chris, here is Lean On Me by Bill Withers.
Some all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you care.
Well, that was Bill Withers and Lean On Me, which is a very apt song for the times we're in, I think, as well. But the next one, the next request up is for Jill MacDonald Constable. Now, Jill lives in Clitterley Moors, which is near Accrington in Lancashire. And Jill says, I would like a request for my mum, Jean Wolstenholme, currently being well looked after in Wellfield Care Home in Accrington. She always loved Nat King Cole, and Unforgettable is her favourite song. It comes with love from her three daughters, Gillian, Brenda and Helen. Thank you. And here it is, Unforgettable by the Unforgettable Nat King Cole.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Well, I don't know about you, but every time I hear Nat King Cole's voice, it gives me goosebumps because it's so completely pure tone. And he always hit the right notes, and that can't be said of a lot of people, I don't think. But yeah, he was an icon and a really good singer, and will never be forgotten. Okay, my next request is for Barbara Milne. Now, Barbara actually lives in Colne, but she's been stranded in France since the lockdown. And I think at the time of recording now, I think she's on her way home today. But she's Monday the 15th of June, so hopefully she'll get home safe. And then, of course, she has to lock down for a fortnight, but I'm sure she'll be fine. And she would like to hear this request for her family, Heather and Ewan, Richard and family, and her husband Paul's family members in Somerset. And what she would like to hear is one I hadn't heard before, to be honest, but I found it. It's called Tower of Song by Leonard Cohen.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is grey. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice, and 27 angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. So you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, it doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. Ah, they don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song. I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell. I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
That was a little bit longer than normal requests I play, but very good. And I like Leonard Cohen, and I think he wrote that towards the end of his life, but I'm not sure. It does seem to be a very looking back at life sort of song, doesn't it? Anyway, for the next one, I've got Helen from Gloucester. Now, Helen would like me to play Brave by Sarah Bareilles. Now, this isn't one I was actually familiar with either, but I found it, and it's quite a sort of a happy, sort of joggy sort of song. Now, she actually sends this to myself and my late wife, Rita, and she says that we were such good friends, an enormous help to her parent, and we also helped her through some very hard times. Well, I'd like to say that's more down to Rita than me, but it's lovely of you to say so, Helen. And also she would like to thank all the carers because it was Carers Week last week, but especially the carers who looked after her mum. So for you, Helen, and for all the people in your dedication, here is Brave by Sarah Brails.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast, to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin. Kept on the inside and no sunlight, sometimes a shadow wins. But I wonder what would happen if you say what you wanna say and let the world.
Request comes from Keith Snell, who lives in Accrington, and Keith says, "Hi Peter, if you're still looking for songs for your podcast, I have one for my friend Ian over on the Foul Coast. May not be for the reasons you originally intended, but it's one that is always a bone of contention between us. As you know, we often do open mic nights, and despite the fact we pre-include what songs we will play, as often as not he dumps one, usually because he can't remember the words, and always replaces it with the same one, which I'm sick of doing, which is Walking the Dog by the Stones. He counters my objections by saying that my favourite song at these nights, Hey Joe by Hendrix, bores him rigid, when he really means that he always gets the words and verses mixed up and ends mumbling towards the end. So my song is for him, and it's Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix."
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun of yours?
Well, that was Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix, which I'm sure Keith, friend Ian, really enjoyed. Okay, for my next request, we're going to go to the Isle of Wight and Stephen Hoyle. Now, Stephen used to live in the Accrington area, and he's picked a song by R.E.M. called Losing My Religion, which he says is for all the people in Accrington, Burnley, and also Thistle, who are now slowly but surely coming out of isolation. So here it is, from Stephen to all of his friends, Losing My Religion by R.E.M. Our next request is from Maureen Smith. Now, Maureen used to live in Darwin in Lancashire, but she emigrated in about 2008 to a place called Kalymnos, which is in Greece. And Maureen has asked for a request for her husband, Dave, and she wants to hear You Raise Me Up by Westlife. And it's dedicated to Dave, as he has always been there for me, she says, and he helps me so much. So here it is, Westlife with You Raise Me Up.
When I am down, and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come, and my heart burdened me, and I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can't stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Enjoyed the selection of songs that I played for you today, and if you want me to play one for you in the future, then just email me at akipete57@gmail.com. That's akipete57@gmail.com, and I'll spell that out for you. It's akipete57@gmail.com. Right, for a final request, we go to Standish near Wigan, and we hear from Jackie Jess Watts, who wants a song played for her family, which they always enjoy listening to on their walks together. And this is for Matt and Henry, Love You Lots, and the song she has picked is called Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede. I really hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that we'll be doing another again soon, but that's really up to you. You just keep those requests coming in. And everybody, all the best and stay safe. Until next time, thank you and bye for now.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in.